You're with World Update from the BBC. Now, climbing Mount Everest is a challenge for anyone, even if they're young and in the peak of health. But what about if you're 53 years old and have multiple sclerosis? That's what Laurie Schneider from Wisconsin in the States did last month. And she's the first person with the condition ever to reach the summit. Before that, she scaled the highest peak in every continent. It's 10 years since she was diagnosed with MS. And when she came into the World Update studio, she told me about that life-changing moment.
Back in 1999, I remember the day, June 4th, I was getting ready to go into school. I was a teacher. I moved my legs to the side of the bed to stand up, and I thought, gosh, my legs are asleep, and my arms asleep, and the side of my face was asleep, and my body felt very, very strange, and I got up and got dressed and called a doctor. And the doctor said, well, if the numbness is still there tomorrow, come on in. And I went back the next day. And they really weren't sure what happened, but they thought maybe I'd had a stroke or it could have been brain cancer. They started throwing out names that were overwhelming for me to hear. And a couple of months later, the numbness moved to both sides of my body. And eventually, I was finally diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
That's very frightening, as you say. I mean, any number of things that they were suggesting. How did that affect your life?
I ran away. I was fearful of what I thought I was losing in my life. I was afraid that if people knew that I had MS, they would look at me differently and feel sorry for me, and I didn't want people feeling sorry for me. I was doing plenty of that for myself at that point. I was, feeling like my physical life was over. And so I quit a 20-year teaching career in special education and elementary education and left a 22-year marriage and really ran away from my life thinking that I needed to do everything I ever wanted to do in a short period of time while I still had mobility.
And that was 10 years ago. And actually, in the past couple of months, you've become the first person with MS to ever make it to the summit of Everest. I mean, that's an amazing achievement for anybody to get to the summit of Everest, but for somebody with your condition.
Well, it's interesting, but I've been very, very fortunate over the last several years. My MS has been pretty stable and quiet in my system. I've been climbing mountains for about 16 years, and 3 years ago I climbed the highest peak in North America, Denali, and got back down and I started to lose my vision, which is one of the symptoms of MS. But other than that, I've just periodically had a little bit of numbness, but I've been so healthy, so on the Everest climb it really didn't affect my climbing ability much. So that was the last of the seven summits for me to complete the highest peak on each continent. So I was very excited to finish that and be the first person with MS to do that.
And when you made it to the top and you achieved it, I mean, that's all the top seven mountains in the world you've done now.
Mm-hmm.
How did that feel?
At the time, we were caught in a blizzard. And it was very surreal. You couldn't see anything, so I could not see the beauty that surrounded me. And we had to rush down so fast that I did get a chance to give my father a call and yell, "I made it, I made it." But it wasn't until the next morning I woke up in my tent after climbing for 17 hours the day before. I woke up, opened my eyes like I had every morning for the last 2 months, and was laying there, and then all of a sudden, I thought, oh my gosh, I just climbed Mount Everest yesterday. It hit me, and then I was very excited about it because it's been 16 years in the making and a lot of physical work, a lot of mental training, a lot of financial burden. I was a teacher, so I you know, used all of my savings, sold my house, and then took out a loan, actually, to climb Everest. And so feeling like I'd finished all of that was very exciting.
It's truly an inspirational story, perhaps possibly because you were diagnosed, as we say, 10 years ago with this debilitating illness. How do you think that that's shaped your life since getting that diagnosis? It seems that you've achieved even more since you got it than you did beforehand.
Well, getting diagnosed with MS really taught me that I have to believe in myself. You know, for 20 years I taught children to, you know, don't be afraid, take a chance, try. And when I was doing these climbs, trying to climb the highest peak on each continent, I thought, I'll do them all but Everest because that's too hard for me. I just turned 53 2 days ago, and, you know, that's not a mountain climbing age generally, and certainly not for women. And when I got diagnosed, I thought, just don't be afraid to try. Do the things in your life that maybe you dreamed about, that you ruled out because of the MS, and don't be afraid. And I really have tried to move on positively from there. And I think the label of MS empowered me in my own life to get over thinking that you're just a physical being, number one, and realize that you are who you are inside, and that's what's important. That will always be there, whether my legs carry me up a mountain or not.
And that was Laurie Schneider there, and you can hear more from her and see some footage of her ascent of Everest later on today on our website, bbcworldservice.com.